Davis Hackbarth, who has two goals and is bidding for a hat trick in the third period. Jack Erspammer has two goals for Wapaka, and he'll be bidding for a hat trick too. Wapaka wins the draw, goes off one of the Everest defenders right into the corner, and Yaku's just off his skates now, behind the net. Comes out in front, but it's on the backyard side. Kacmercek with a save. Denied. Davis Levine, who also has two goals. Levine just with a high hit that sent Hackbarth flying. Evergreens are onside. And from the near side boards, Yaku's tried to get that ahead to Ortel. A little bit too long. Went right through the crease. Bounces off the boards. Comes out of the zone. Evergreens holding a 7-6 lead, but it's just a night where no lead seems safe. Right in front of our broadcast position that bounced off the boards, came on goal. Kacmercek flicks it off to the side. Sent all the way down. Wave off icing. Wapaka has to chase. Went off one of their defenders. Rapids long pass. Evergreen's Andrew Legal sends it away. Ahead to Hackbarth. Hackbarth got a penalty coming up here. Or the Evergreens were offside. Hackbarth and Zinda both went down to the ice. Are we taking someone here? Sure looked like the Evergreens were onside. No, the Evergreens were offside. Faceoff comes from the far dot outside the blue line. Evergreens win this draw. Andrew Legal sends it to the corner. Wapaka's got a player there. Evergreens try and jab and hold it into the zone. Eddie Zinda sweeps it all the way around the boards. Evergreens look to close in on it near side. Well, so far we've been scoreless in the third period. Wapaka's back in their own end, chasing is Brady Bunnell. Wapaka sends the puck down, Evergreens gather it up at neutral ice. Parker Hurt, ahead to Quinton Shiro, sends it into the corner. 15 minutes to play, bouncing puck put on goal, pad sticks aside. Parker Hurt put it on for the Evergreens. And Hagen Rasmussen sent it off to the side, now it's covered up. I think the net came free, yeah, it was on the back of the net. And while the Evergreens were jabbing for it, we're going to have to reset the net there. 15-12 to play in the period. The next penalty will be huge. The Evergreens have scored a lot of their goals on power plays here. Offensive zone faceoff for the Evergreens. Puck drops, goes to the near side boards. Alex Kisley for the Evergreens goes cross ice where Brady Bunnell is waiting. But Bunnell can't hold it in. The Evergreens have to touch up. Yaku's has it to Ortel. Ortel gave it back to Yaku's, but it's behind him. It's go all the way behind the net. Almost turned over. Evergreens close in on the puck here. As Yaku's now will take it himself. Got to split the two defenders. Yaku's has a trailer, takes it himself. He's taken down. Penalty coming up. The Evergreens are going to go on the power play. Yaku's was taken down. The official closest to it did not call it. It's the trailing official who saw it. Yaku's was wiped out from behind. Evergreens on the power play. With just a one-goal lead. Off comes James Sternweiss. Second time he's been in the box today. Comes at 2:16 of the third period. So, I mean, there's just an eternity of hockey to play here. Fifth time the Evergreens been on a power play. And they've scored on four of them. So the Evergreens are hoping to make that a costly penalty. Hackbarth will take the draw to the left of the Everest goal. Evergreens win it or tail along the near side boards. Tripping. Saw that. Evergreen still hold this in, near side boards, and while losing the puck there is Ortel, chasing it shorthanded. Kacmercek, though, comes out of his net, gathers it in, and leaves it for Parker Hurt. Minute 35 left in the Evergreens' man advantage. The Evergreens lead 7-6. Wow, Wapaka player just slipped down on the ice. Evergreen's slow to get this developing. Here's Hackbarth with Ortel and Colby Schmidt. Hackbarth bidding for the hat trick save. Put that right into the chest of Hagen Rasmussen. Both of Hackbarth's goals came in that wild 9-goal second period. 9 goals between the two teams. 5 of them for the Evergreens, 4 of them for the Comets. Offensive zone faceoff, 1:19 left in the Evers man advantage. They win it. Back to Jack Linsky, blue line. Now Yaku's near sideboards. Yaku's holds. Almost forced that out of the zone. Yaku still holds it. Evergreens Hackbarth. Now Yaku's near side. Tried to get that center in front. Traffic went right through the crease. Ortel was there on the near side. Post tried to steer it in. Ortel keeps the chance alive behind the net. Evergreens now have it on the far side boards. Ortel rotates back out. Ortel slides down to the slot. Tried to do the give and go. Yaku's tough angle. Save. And sent off the boards and down the ice. Yaku's got a look. But down near the goal line, tough angle. 35 seconds left in the man advantage. It's been a scoreless third period so far. Evergreen 7-6. Colby Schmidt carries it behind the net. Here's Ortel. Ortel goes to Jaglinski, blue line. Now behind the net. Schmidt just overskated the puck. 20 seconds left in the Everest man advantage. Hackbarth holds in to Yaku's cross ice. Great pass to Ortel. Back to Hackbarth. Good puck movement by the Evergreens. And now turned over. Shorthanded. And Wapaka will hold and complete the penalty kill. We're going to be back to 5-on-5 hockey. Kacperchek went out of his net. Evergreens possess it now. We're back to 5-on-5. Ahead to Colby Schmidt. Parker Hurt near side boards. That's a big penalty kill for Wapaka. The Evergreens have feasted on the power play tonight. And Wapaka got that penalty kill, keeping it a one-goal game. Wapaka's on a change here as they sent it into the corner. Evergreens, here's Parker Hurt. Nice pass ahead to Zinda. Zinda's onside, leaves it for Parker Nitschke, a trailer who then fanned on it. Ooh! It's a nice idea, just not completely executed. Zinda holds it in. Shot just wide on the near side. Post, Eddie Zinda put that on. Comes out of the zone. Wapaka comes back the other way. Stick checked away by Parker Hurt. Good defense for the Evergreens. Everest defense at times seemed non-existent in the second period. Evergreens look like they've tightened this up here. 2-on-2 coming back the other way. Evergreens, Parker Nitschke, shot on goal, save. Rasmussen will hold it. Gloved it and then pulled it right into his chest. 11:41 to play in the third period. Evergreens' one-goal lead is still good, 7-6. Brady Bunnell takes the draw for the Evergreens to the left of the cage. Wapaka wins in the defensive zone. Evergreens fight to keep this in. Wapaka comes away. Evergreens have three players back. Comets go cross-ice. Max Gussler, who scored the last goal late in the second period, overskates. Evergreens send it all the way down. This will be icing. Nope. Off one of the Wapaka players. Play on. Wapaka's got a player behind the net defensively. Evergreens try and close in Brady Bunnell. Bunnell did a good job holding this zone in. Zinda's behind the net if the Evergreens can keep it there. Puck's pinned up against the boards on the near side. 11 minutes to play. Zinda came away with it and had that just a little too far out in front of him. Stick checked aside by Wapaka. Here's Yaku's, goes cross ice. Puck's bouncing. Yaku's gets it back. Evergreens are onside. Puck is loose. Ortel comes up for the Evergreens. They're offside. Puck came out of the zone. Alex Kisley came on it. The Evergreens had not cleared yet. Faceoff will come outside the blue dot. So we played 5.5 minutes of hockey in the third period. Suddenly there have been no goals. How do you figure what a weird night of hockey this has been? 9 goals in one period, just coming one after the other. And then in the third period, both teams have battened down their defense. Wapaka comes away with this. They're onside. Eli Bortel. Bortel fanned on that. Good defense there by the Evergreens. That was Andrew Ligel. Wapaka still holds the zone, though, on the near side. Evergreens jabbing at it. Wapaka comes away, centered in front. Stick checked aside by Parker Hurt. And sent it off to the far side boards. Wapaka, though, still has the zone. Shot wide. Put on from the blue line. Trying to steer that in was Eli Bartel. 10 minutes to play. 7-6 Evergreens. The Evergreens are having trouble clearing this. Wapaka shot on goal. Popped up in front and went wide. Put on from the near side board. Jack Arsbarger was bidding for the hat trick. Got a penalty coming up here on the Evergreens. Arsbacher was taken down in the corner. So Wapaka, trailing by a goal, is going to go on the power play. So here comes a really big penalty kill for Everest. The guilty party is Parker Nitsky. Wapaka had a big penalty kill earlier in the period. Be tripping in the corner there. Evergreens need this penalty kill if they're going to hold on to the lead. That came out in front, saved there by Kacpercheck. Officially announced as hooking. Penalty at 7:50 of the third period. Evergreens clear this and send it down. Well, bounced off the boards here, but the Evergreens have Yakuz back. Yakuz is going to possess this shorthanded. And now sends it all the way down the ice, right on the tape of Ortel. Shorthanded shot just over the crossbar. Boy, could that have been a momentum changer for the Evergreens. Ortel bid for a shorty. Wapaka comes back the other way. That's on goal from Sternwhite. Saved by Kacpercheck. Went down with the pads and denied him. 1 minute left in the power play for the Comets, trying to get this thing tied. Evergreens settled for a tie in overtime last time. Wapaka there, shot off the pads, popped up in front, and goes off to the side. Kacpercheck again turns that one away. 50 seconds left in the man advantage. Turned over. The Evergreens get this down shorthanded. Can Ortel catch up with this? Little bit too far out in front. The goalkeeper came way, way out, and Ortel couldn't get to it in time. Evergreen still holds shorthanded. Ortel shot on goal. Saved by Parker Rasmussen. Wow. Evergreens have gotten two shorthanded looks at the net. And the Evergreens will get an offensive zone faceoff, skating shorthanded here. 8:24 left in the game, 7-6. Evergreens lead the Wapaka Comets. Wapaka wins the draw, but they're back in their own defensive end. They'll have to rush the length of the ice. 25 seconds left in the man advantage and almost turned over to Eddie Zinda. Pass too long, turned over to the Evergreens who send it down. Andrew Legal. At shorthanded, the Evergreens got another look at the net. The Evergreens have outshot Wisconsin Rapids 3-2 on this power play. 10 seconds until we're back to 5-on-5. Eddie Zinda's fighting for it in the corner. Wapaka's got it, but we're going to be back to full strength now. Big penalty kill for the Evergreens. 5-on-5 now. Just turned over to the Evergreens. There's Quinton Shiro. Shiro circles back, holds at the red line, and goes cross ice. That's Andrew Legal, puts it into the corner. Wapaka's got a player there. Halfway through the third period, and we've been scoreless. Wapaka just sent it down, icing. Evergreens will get an offensive zone faceoff. Again, after 9 goals were scored between these teams in the second period, we have played a scoreless third period. Tell me that this is not a game of streaks tonight. Offensive zone faceoff for the Evergreens. Ortel will take it to the right of the cage. Evergreens win it. Yakuz back at the blue line. Stick handles. In traffic, put on goal. Wow, the goalie was screened to the last minute and came up with a big save. Rasmussen denies Yakuz. Evergreens took Rasmussen's eyes away. Another offensive zone faceoff, and again Ortel will take it for the Evergreens. Puck drops back to Yakuz at the blue line. Cross ice. Jaglinski flicked on goal. Evergreens had a man in front to try and steer it just wide. Colby Schmidt tried to direct that towards the net. Counterattacking here. Here's Rapids forward. Sticked away by Jaglinski. Evergreens come back. Hackbarth will bid for a hat trick here. Hackbarth scores! Davis Hackbarth. 1-2-3 for Davis tonight. And the Evergreens now up 8-6. Davis Hackbarth for the Evergreens. That's a big goal because, boy, the two-goal lead just seems so much bigger than the one-goal lead. Davis Hackbarth at 9:57 of the second period, third period. And that's the only goal scored in the third period so far. It's 8-6 Evergreen. Grant Ortel gets the assist. Hackbarth again carried that in, left it wide. Then Grant Ortel on the helper. Ortel's got two goals. Wow, Wapaka back the other end. That went off the glove of Katzmerjek and wide. Put on by James Sternweiss. So Wapaka almost answered immediately. Evergreens here offside. 6:31 left, and the Evergreens are hoping that that goal by Davis Hackbarth, his third tonight, restores order. But just from the way this one's been playing, the 6.5 minutes could seem like forever. Faceoff is outside the offensive zone for the Evergreens. And Wapaka wins it. Sent to the near side boards. Parker Hertz faster to the puck. Parker Hertz had a good game for the Evergreens. Hasn't scored, but one of the few defensive players that came in front. The Evergreens jabbed at it and sent just wide. Sticked aside by Hagen Rasmussen. Again, maybe one more does it for the Evergreens. Maybe. Sent off behind the boards. Now Zinda tries to get it centered for the Evergreens. It's in the near side corner. Evergreens with traffic in front. Had Zinda on the near side post. Goes right through. Evergreens in front. Parker Nitzke jabs at it. Evergreens still hold the zone here. Parker Hertz swept that, and it's blocked by one of the Wapaka players. Wave off. Icing. Nope. Icing. Coming back for an offensive zone faceoff. Both teams will change with 5:48 left in the game. The period started 7-6 Evergreens. Davis Hackbarth has made it 8-6. Hackbarth's going to take the draw for the Evergreens. Wapaka wins it. One of the Rapids players tripped. There'll be a penalty here on the Evergreens, I think. Davis Hackbarth, he of the goal scoring, goes to the sin bin. With the Evergreens protecting a two-goal lead. Second time Hackbarth will serve time. Penalty at 11:17. They haven't posted this penalty on the board here because it's a double. That's what we've got, offsetting penalties here. Offsetting penalties. Hackbarth is off. And Jaden Schulke is also off. While Wapaka in front, Katzmerjek pad save from close range. No time like now for Katzmerjek to get good. It's behind the net. The Evergreens bring this away. 5 minutes left, 8-6 Evergreens. Ortel on goal, bids for a hat trick of his own, put on goal, glove save, Hagen Rasmussen. Everest fans just to my left are trying to will Jarrett over the finish line here with an 8-6 game. All the goalie statistics are going to get knocked out of whack by the scoring that we've seen in this one. And 14 goals between these teams tonight. Evergreens win the faceoff, 4:50 and counting left in the game. Evergreens, that was put on goal, hit the wrong side of the post. Ketton Ottinger put that on. Comes out in front, Evergreens close on it. Ortel just wide. Closing up on that, Andrew Langle. Comes out of the zone, 2-on-1, stick checked away. Ligel did a good job getting back. Evers player is off his skates. Parker Hurt comes cross ice. Eddie Zinda's there for the Evergreens. Wow, the Wapaka player is closest to it from the blue line. Pad save was out in front and then swept off to the side. Katzmerjek again. Katzmerjek's got 4 or 5 really good saves in the period. Icing here as the Evergreens have sent the puck down. Wapaka will get an offensive zone faceoff. 4:11 left until final horn. 8-6 Everest. Tomorrow night, coverage begins with Wausau East basketball against Stevens Point at 7. Then on tape delay, the Evergreens got to lace them up again. They'll go against the East Merrill United team to come out to see it live, 7 o'clock at Greenhead, or 8:45 on tape delay on AM 1390, FM 93.9. Evergreens are going to have Grant Ortell take the faceoff here. It's in Ortell's skates. Came out in front, but the Evergreens have a player closest. Ahead to Yakuz. Yakuz is onside, near sideboards, carries it in. Yakuz tried to center that to Ortell, who still has hat trick possibilities for the final 4 minutes here. Ortell kind of overskated. Puck came in a little bit hot for him. To be a wild win for the Evergreens, but you know, you take the wins any way they come, right? You figure the Evergreens started off the season with those three losses. Now that the Evergreens are rolling, no problem here. And that's wide of the post, put on by Colby Schmidt. Far side boards. 3.5 to go, and that puck flicks into the Wapaka bench. I'm Chris Conley. It's been an entertaining one. A little nerve-wracking at times. Again, Wapaka, give them credit. They fought themselves back into this. Evergreens had a 7-3 lead, which seemed safe. Wapaka scored three times in the span of a minute and 10 seconds late in the second period. Made it 7-6. And now the Hackbarth hat trick goal has made it 8-6 Evergreens. And now we're getting late. That's put on goal from outside the blue line. It's blocked. Brady Bunnell. Evergreens still play it in the corner. Yakuz hit the back side of the net. Yakuz skates right to it. Got a whistle. Penalty coming. That went into the net, too, but the whistle had sounded first. Play was stopped. Penalty's coming up on the Evergreens. Off goes Colby Schmidt. Whistle sounded. Yakuz shot it into the net and scored, but it doesn't count. And the goalkeeper, Hagen Rasmussen, didn't make any attempt to stop it. Clearly, whistle first. 3:09 left in the game. Wapaka needs a goal here on this power play on the Schmidt two-minute minor. Cross-checking. Jack Arsparger. Evergreen send it down to Hackbarth, short-handed. Hackbarth carries it into the zone. Can he get four tonight? Hackbarth denied. It's loose in front. Yakuz is jabbing at it. Ortell and saved by Hagen Rasmussen. Boy, the shorty would have put this game out of reach. Instead, the Evergreens will get an offensive zone faceoff. 1:39 left in the Wapaka man advantage. There'll be just over 1 minute left of 5-on-5 hockey if the Evergreens can kill this off. Short-handed again, Ortell carries it to the near post before he lost control of the puck. Rapids comes back the other way. They're onside. Jack Arsparger. Arsparger just lost it there. And Kyle Jaglinski sends it down. Ortell will chase. And Ortell has won the race to the puck behind the net. Ortell's waiting for teammates to fill in and now surrenders it to Wapaka there. 1:10 left in the man advantage for the Comets. Overskated the puck and the Evergreens send it off the boards but cannot clear it. Held in by Davis Levine, and Levine sends it in front. They've just scored. 8-7. It's back to a one-goal game. I think that was deflected in by Max Gunsmer. Garrett Baum. So each team has a goal here in the third period. Evergreens lead 8-7. And now we'll skate 5-on-5 hockey. Goal comes at 14:52 of the second period. Five on five now, and the Evergreens have 2 minutes left in regulation to protect this one-goal lead. It's along the far side. Evergreens have it back in their defensive end. Yakuz flicks it ahead to Quinton Shiro. 1:45 left in regulation. Evergreens in the offensive zone behind the net. Eddie Zinda, big hit along the boards, but Wapaka comes away with the puck. That's a bad pass. Wapaka will get a change here with a minute and 30 seconds left in regulation. Evergreen's possessed. Quinton Shiro plays it back now. Wapaka at one point is going to try and get this goalie off. Got a high hit in front of the Everest bench. Will play on. Wapaka has the puck. Tried to center this in front. Kacmercek, save! With the glove save, Wapaka is denied near side boards. Wapaka again. Kacmercek's got it underneath him. Kacmercek has come up with a save at near side, denying Davis Levine. Kacmercek just flicked that out of his glove and onto the ice in front of the two Wapaka players who are closing on him. Kacmercek just made the biggest save of the night with 1:09 left to play. It's been exciting hockey, I'll tell you that. 8-7 Everest. Kacmercek's working on his skate to make sure everything's okay there. So on a night where Kacmercek's allowed 7 passed him, he came up with 2 big saves there in the closing 90 seconds. 1:10 left, comes free in front. Evergreen's possess. Ortell high off the boards and out of the zone. 1 minute remaining, and the Evergreens lead by 1. Evergreens Hackbarth taken down, swallow the whistle. Wapaka back at their own defensive blue line. Cross ice, too long, and the Evergreens Jaglinski sends it down. 45 seconds left, now on the stick of Yakus. Evergreens circle back and possess the puck. 40 seconds left and counting. 8-7 Evergreens, and this final horn cannot come fast enough. Hackbarth carries behind the net. Wapaka's got to possess this, and the Evergreens are holding it. Ortell circles back, and this deflects into the corner. Hackbarth still has it. Time's running out for Wapaka. Down to 15 seconds left. Evergreens still hold the zone. For the Comets, it's just down at the wrong end of the ice, now turned over. Wapaka's got a rush with this. 8 seconds, 7, 6, it's back in their own defensive end too. Comets try for a final rush. 3, 2, 1, shot, save, and that's going to do it. Kacmercek denies Braden Ryan at the whistle. The Evergreens have held on for a wild 8-7 win. And you know, there's a lesson in this game. It doesn't matter how you play in the beginning. It's the clutch moments that make all the difference. Jared Kacmercek, who allows 7 goals tonight, came up with 3 big saves in the final minute and a half. And the Evergreens come out of here with an 8-7 victory. Are you kidding me? Congratulations to the DC Everest Evergreens. Hat trick tonight for Davis Hackbarth. We'll tell you everyone who scored a goal. We'll recap a wild night of hockey when we come back in 3 minutes on Fox Sports Radio.